Yes, but what test? What test was I supposed to take? The Kobayashi Maru? The Pepsi Challenge? Could the clue have been any more vague? I reached under my visor and rubbed my eyes in frustration. I decided I needed to take a break and get some sleep. I pulled up my avatar's inventory and placed the jade key back inside. As I did, I noticed the silver foil wrapper in the inventory slot beside it, the wrapper that had covered the jade key when it first appeared in my hand. I knew the secret to deciphering the riddle must involve the wrapper in some way, but I still couldn't sort out how. I wondered if it might be a reference to Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, but then decided against it. There hadn't been any golden ticket inside the wrapper. It must have some other purpose or meaning. I stared at the wrapper and pondered this until I could no longer keep my eyes open. Then I logged out and went to sleep. A few hours later, at 6:12 a.m. OST, I was jolted awake by the gut-wrenching sound of my scoreboard alarm alerting me that one of the top rankings had changed again. Filled with a growing sense of dread, I logged in and pulled up the scoreboard, unsure of what to expect. Maybe Artemis had finally cleared Gate 2? Or perhaps H or Shoto had achieved that honor? But all of their scores remained unchanged. To my horror, I saw that it was Sorrento's score that had increased by 200,000 points, and two gate icons now appeared beside it. Sorrento had just become the first person to find and clear the second gate. As a result, his avatar now stood in first place at the top of the scoreboard. I sat there, frozen, staring at Sorrento's employee number, silently weighing the repercussions of what had just happened. Upon exiting the gate, Sorrento would have been given a clue as to the location of the crystal key, the key that would open the third and final gate. So now, the Sixers were the only ones who possessed that clue, which meant they were now closer to finding Halliday's Easter egg than anyone had ever been. I suddenly felt ill, and I was also having a difficult time breathing. I realized I must be having some sort of panic attack. A total and complete freakout, a massive mental meltdown, whatever you want to call it. I went a little nuts. I tried calling H, but he didn't pick up. Either he was still pissed off at me, or he had other, more pressing matters to attend to. I was about to call Shoto, but then I remembered that his brother's avatar had just been killed. He probably wasn't in a very receptive mood. I considered flying to Benatar to try to get Artemis to talk to me, but then I came to my senses. She'd had the jade key in her possession for several days, and she still hadn't been able to clear the second gate. Learning that the Sixers had done it in less than 24 hours had probably driven her into a psychotic rage, or maybe a catatonic stupor. She probably didn't feel like talking to anyone right now, least of all me. I tried calling her anyway. As usual, she didn't answer. I was so desperate to hear a familiar voice that I resorted to talking to Max. In my current state, even his glib, computer-generated voice was somehow comforting. Of course, it didn't take long for Max to run out of pre-programmed replies, and when he started to repeat himself, the illusion that I was talking to another person was shattered, and I felt even more alone. You know you've totally screwed up your life when your whole world turns to shit and the only person you have to talk to is your system agent software. I couldn't go back to sleep, so I stayed up watching the news feeds and scanning the Gunter message boards. The Sixer Armada remained on Froboz, and their avatars were still farming copies of the Jade Key. Sorrento had obviously learned from his previous mistake. Now that the Sixers alone knew the location of the second gate, they weren't going to be stupid enough to reveal its location to the world by trying to barricade it with their armada. But they were still taking full advantage of the situation. As the day progressed, the Sixers continued to walk additional avatars through the second gate. After Sorrento made it through, another 10 Sixers cleared it during the following 24 hours. As each Sixer score increased by 200,000 points, Artemis, H, Shoto, and I were all pushed farther and farther down the scoreboard until we'd been knocked out of the top 10 entirely, and the scoreboard's main page displayed nothing but IOI employee numbers. The Sixers now ruled the roost.